I missed you last month.
那么上个月我没有跟大家在一起。
I was visiting some of our co-workers in North Africa and Portugal.
因为上个月我在北非和葡萄牙的探访我们的一些宣教会的宣道会的同工们。
And I was discovering ways that we can encourage them and work with them to reach more people for Jesus.
我发现我们可以跟他们一起同工，让更多人能够知道主耶稣基督。
The part of Africa I was in was Muslim, North Africa.
在我去的非洲那个国家呢，主要都是穆斯林。
In the country where I was, there are hundreds of thousands of people.
那么在我的国家，在我去的那个国家里，大概有几十万人口。
And maybe only 300 believers in Jesus Christ.
但是只有三百多名基督徒。
I met some of these precious brothers and sisters when I visited.
我在那里看到了一些非常可爱的弟兄姊妹。
I met a man who had been Muslim his whole life and had, from listening to the radio, become a follower of Jesus Christ.
其中一个人曾经一直都是穆斯林，可是当有一天他在电台里听到了福音的这个事情，他就接受了主耶稣基督为救主。
He whispered his testimony of faith because we had to be careful that people didn't overhear us talking about Jesus.
他用很小的声音给我们讲述了他的见证，因为在那个国家，他们必须非常小心，不要让人发现他们是基督徒。
I want to tell you about his daughter, who I will call Rhonda, but that's not really her name.
她的女儿，我想讲讲她女儿的故事。我们暂且就叫她 Rhonda， 但是我们不能告诉您的她的真名，因为是要受保护的。
Rhonda knew that if she became a Christian, that she would be persecuted.
Rhonda 知道，当她成为基督徒的时候，她就会受到逼迫。
When her father said, "Now I'm a Christian," she was terrified.
所以当她爸爸告诉她我成了基督徒了 ，Rhonda 非常的害怕。
She cried and cried for days.
她接连几天都是哭啊哭啊。
And while her mother became a Christian, and her brother became a Christian, and her little sister became a Christian, she only cried and wished that her father had not become a Christian.
可是接后来，当她的母亲、她的哥哥和妹妹都成了基督徒以后，她所希望就是当初真的不应该让她爸爸成为基督徒。
Rhonda told her father, "I will not become a Christian unless I can see Jesus myself."
她对她爸爸说，除非让我亲眼看到耶稣，否则我永远不会成为基督徒。
She was a teenager, and so she never took naps anymore.
那么当然了，她已经那么 Rhonda 已经是一个青少年了，所以她也不会再打瞌睡了。
But one day she was very tired for no reason, and told her family that she was going to take a nap.
但是有一天呢，她感到非常的累。他就对他的家人说：“我想去小睡一下。”
While she was sleeping, she had a dream, and she was being chased by a very frightening person.
在梦中，她梦见自己被一群很可怕的人追赶。
And she ran and she ran, but she could not escape from him.
她跑啊跑啊，可是就是逃不过他们的掌心。
And then she came to a man who was dressed all in white.
可是她突然发现了一个身穿白衣的人。
And as soon as she saw him, the man who had been chasing her ran away.
当他一看到那个白衣人的时候，那些追赶他人全部都逃散了。
And in her dream, the man in white said, "I'm Jesus. I'm the one you're looking for."
在梦中，这个白衣人说，我就是耶稣，你所寻找的那一位。
She said she woke up. She was so shocked. She woke up immediately.
Rhonda 说，她马上就被惊醒了。
And she ran to her little sister and said, "I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus. I'm a Christian now."
她对她的妹妹说，我看到耶稣了，我看到耶稣了，我是基督徒了。
Because Rhonda is a Christian, no Muslim man would ever consider marrying her.
因为她成为了基督徒，所以不会有穆斯林的男子会娶她为妻。
She may never be married.
她可能永远也不会结婚。
In her culture, women have almost no rights.
在他们那个文化里，妇女没有任何权利。
She may be poor her entire life.
她可能一生都会非常的贫穷。
Rhonda will never be given a good job, good employment because she's a Christian.
那么因为她是基督徒，她也不会有一个很好的工作。
But every time I saw Rhonda, which was almost every day, she was smiling the whole time, every time I saw her.
可是每次我当我看到 Rhonda 的时候，她总是带着微笑。
When you looked at all the other people we met, and they were so serious, so sad, Rhonda was like a beam of sunshine.
可是我看到其他人总是 每天都是 愁容满面，所以 Rhonda 的笑容就像一束阳光照在他们当中。
One of my fellow travelers said, Rhonda, everyone's so sad. Why are you so happy?
跟我同行的一个问 Rhonda, 为什么这些人其他人都很忧愁，而你却很高兴呢？你很快乐呢？
And she said, Jesus.
她说耶稣。
Today, I'm going to talk to you about living a life of gratitude.
今天我要讲的是如何过一个感恩的生活。
I hope that this will be encouraging to you, and maybe an idea will be used by God to change your life.
我希望这个讲到能够激励你如何去过更好的生活，如何然后让你的心意发生改变。
The Bible commands us to be thankful.
圣经命令我们要感恩。
Again and again, from the first book to the last book, it says express praise to God.
一次又一次的，从第一本书到最后一本书，圣经要告诉我们，我们要喜乐，我们要赞美神。
And if that's true, why are so many Christians so unhappy?
如果真是这样的话，为什么还有很多基督徒整天都不高兴呢？
Sometimes I meet Christians who are angry or bitter or really sad.
我碰到一些基督徒整天都是很苦读，很生气，或者很悲伤。
Some of us are depressed and have kind of given up hope and are negative all the time.
有些人生命非常的绝望，所以整天都是一个负面的情绪。
Today, my hope is that God's word is going to help us escape from that kind of life.
所以今天我的希望就是希望神的话语让我们能够逃离那样的生活，那样的光景。
The first thing to realize if you're going to live a life of gratitude is that gratitude is the correct response to God.
第一个我们要了解关于感恩的一个真理，就是感恩是对神的一个正确的回应。
The psalmist said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, come to his presence with singing.
刚才诗篇一百篇说了，普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Now, in contrast to that, the Bible teaches that not being grateful is actually a sin.
所以跟着与此相反的，如果你不感恩的话，圣经告诉我们，那就是犯罪。
Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 1.
我们听听罗马书第一章是怎么说的。
For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power, his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. For although they know God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
In a book called 1,000 Gifts, a woman named Anne wrote that she believes that ingratitude is one of the reasons why we sin.
有一本书叫做《一千个礼物》，那么作者安呢告诉就写了一句话说，他认为一切罪的根源就是因为我们不感恩。
For example, if I am not content with the things that God has provided for me in my life, the material things I have.
比方说，如果我对神给我这个物质上的这些供给给我的供应感到不满足的话
，And in my heart, I think I deserve more. I should have what she has or what he has.
在我心里说我应该配得更多的东西。我想要他要的东西，我想要他所拥有的东西。
That's the kind of thinking that would cause me to steal something and take something that does not belong to me.
那么这个思念就会最终会让你产生偷窃的行为。把那个不属于自己的东西归为己有。
Or I'll have the sin of envy, where I resent that you have more than I do, and I'm unhappy because God gave you more than he gave me.
嫉妒的罪也是一样，但是因为你对神给你的东西不满意，你想要你对那个人拥有东西比你多而感到嫉妒。
If I'm not content with the measure of success that God's given me in my life，
如果你对神给你生命中的这个成功顺利感到还不满足的话。
And I'm not thankful to God for where I am in my life。
我或者神，你对神在给你现在今天这个地位还感到不满足的话。
Then I'm likely to cheat and lie and do things I shouldn't do to try to get a better place in life。
那我就会采取欺骗、撒谎等等手段来获得我想要那个地位或者那个状况。
You could name any sin that's in the Bible, and each one of them is a result of someone saying, I'm not content with what God has given me.
所有的罪归根结底都可以是归结成这样一个心理，就是说我对神给我的感到不满足。
So sex or drugs or anger or bitterness or violence, they all share this one thing in common.
比如说性乱交呀、毒品呐、生气呀、苦毒呀、等等暴力啊等等。都是这样一个取于这样一个原因。
I'm trying to illegitimately take things that God hasn't given me.
我想通过不正当的手段来获取神没有给我的东西。
In contrast to that is the person who lives a life of gratitude to God.
那么跟这完全相反，就是一个过着一个感恩的生活，完全依靠神的生活。
I understand that God doesn't owe me anything.
这个人知道神并不欠我们任何东西。
So everything I have is a pure gift of God's grace.
我所有的一切都是神恩典的礼物。
So he doesn't say, make a joyful noise if you already have everything you ever wanted.
所以诗篇并没有说，当你拥有你一切想要的时候，你再向耶和华欢呼吧。
He doesn't say, serve the Lord with gladness if your life is easy and you never have had a problem.
圣经也没有说当你万事顺利、安全舒适的时候，你再侍奉耶和华吧。
He doesn't say, come into my presence with singing, if you're healthy and you have no medical problem.
圣经也没说，当你身体健康、万事顺利的时候，你再向他歌唱吧。
Gratitude is the sane, emotionally and spiritually healthy response to a good and loving God.
感恩就是对神。对这样一个我们供应我们的神一个健康的一个正确的回应。
You may find this idea new and really challenging.
当然，你可能对这点感到比较难以接受。
Here in America, we've made complaining into an art form.
在美国，抱怨都成了一个艺术。
Sometimes I think the only thing we learn in high school and college is how to complain.
有时候我想，我大概在高中所学的东西就是如何去抱怨。
So I'm saying to you that all of Rhonda's neighbors who are so unhappy are unhappy because they haven't learned to have gratitude toward God.
所以我想 Rhonda 那些邻居为什么整天不高兴？因为他们没有学会过一个感恩的生活。
What's the answer? How do I escape this kind of negative life?
我如何才能逃避这样一个负面的生活呢？
The psalmist said it in verse 3. Thank God for being your creator and father.
刚才诗篇说，你们要感谢神，因为神是我们的神，我们是他造的。
He said, know that the Lord is God. It's he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
It's the most amazing thing in all the world to be loved by the creator of the universe.
你在世上能够被一位创造天地的主宰来爱你，这是一个最不可思议的事情。
Of all the other things that I could ever want, being the child of God is the greatest thing I could ever have.
在我所渴望的一切的东西里面，能够成为神的儿女，应该是我最想渴望的。
But in order to realize that, there's something you have to realize first.
但是呢，你要认识到这点，你必须要认识到一些其他的方面。
The psalmist said, "Know that the Lord is God."
圣经说，在诗篇说，要知道耶和华是神。
And if He's God, that means I'm not God, and neither are you.
如果耶和华是神，那么我就不是神，你也不是神。
I need to humbly admit that God knows what I need, and I don't.
我必须谦卑地承认，神知道我需要什么，而我自己并不知道我需要什么。
I need to accept the things that God puts in my life and the things He denies in my life as all gifts from a loving Heavenly Father.
我要知道神给我的和没有给我的都是出于他的爱。
Let me suggest an idea of how to get started living a life of gratitude.
让我跟大家解释一下如何过一个感恩的生活。
Do you ever praise anyone for anything?
你有没有赞扬过某一个人为了任何事情来赞扬他。
For example, if you love beautiful music,
比如说你喜欢这个很好听的音乐。
I so enjoyed the singing of the choir just a few minutes ago. It was great.
刚才我非常欣赏诗班所献的那首诗，我非常感到非常的享受。
If you like music, God gave the gift of music to mankind.
如果你喜欢音乐的话，你要知道是神把音乐的这个恩赐给了人类。
God gave some of us the talent, the ability to play musical instruments.
神也给我们当中的一些人一些能够演奏音乐这个乐器的才能。
God gave me good hearing, so I could hear great music.
神也给了我一个耳朵，能够去欣赏这个美好的音乐。
You see where I'm going with this? Every good thing in the world is from God.
所以你看到这个我所说的吧，就说一切美好事情都是来自于神。
Do you like beautiful art?
你喜欢不喜欢这个非常好的这种艺术图画绘画。
I love to surround myself with beautiful carvings and paintings and things that people have created.
我特别喜欢看那些雕塑呀绘画呀，这都是人创造的。
All of these things are gifts from God.
但是这一切都是神的恩赐。
It says in James chapter 1 that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father.
雅各书一章十七节说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
In a few minutes, we're all going to eat.
再过一会儿，我们都要去吃饭。
Any of you who have known me at all know that I love to eat.
凡是大家知道我的人都知道，我特别喜欢吃。
I like everything. I like rice. I like noodles.
我什么都喜欢吃，我喜欢吃米饭，也喜欢吃面。
I like hot food. I like bland food.
我喜欢辣的东西，也喜欢这个味道很淡的东西。
Thank God for noodles.
我为面条而感谢神。
You see the idea of a life of gratitude. You begin to think.
现在你就能够看到过一个感恩的生活大概是什么样子吧？你必须去想这个事情。
I woke up this morning, it was 15 degrees warmer than yesterday morning.
今天早上起来，今天早上温度比昨天又高了15度。
Praise God.
感谢主，赞美主。
The sun was shining again. I love that.
又出太阳了，我真是感到，我非常喜欢。
Living a life of gratitude to God for the great and small things that He blesses my life with is a way to live.
在生活中不为所有的大事小事来感谢神，这是一个很好的生活方式。
This morning when I came to church, someone's baby smiled at me.
今天早上我来到教会的时候，有一个人的婴儿，一个 baby 向我笑了一下。
There's nothing more beautiful than a baby's smile.
哦，宝宝的微笑，那可是最天下最美的东西了。
So God is going to fill your life every day with blessings, with things that we didn't create and don't deserve.
所以神每天都给我们各样各样的祝福，都不是我们自己配得的。
Where do you get your ideas when you think of what God is like?
你是如何去想神是什么样子的？你是怎么想看待这个事？
Some of us get our ideas from other people, from culture. Some of us get our ideas from speculation, just trying to imagine.
你是如何理解神的？也许你是听别人说的，也许你是靠自己的推测或者猜想来认识神。
We need to get our idea of who God is from what He said in this book.
但是我们了解神是通过圣经。
The psalmist said, He's the one who made us.
诗篇说是他造了我，神造了我们。
And God made you to love you. That's what the book says.
神造你是因为他要爱你。
God made you perfectly.
神已经把你做得非常的完美了。
Now that's true in spite of what your brothers and sisters said about you when you were growing up.
这是的确是的确确确是真的。虽然你的弟兄姊妹，你的家里的弟兄兄弟姐妹可能对此不同意。
Your brother or sister might have said, oh, you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid.
你的哥哥姐姐妹妹会说，你这个人又胖又蠢，等等之类。
But God made you exactly the way he made you for a perfect reason.
但是神造你却有一个非常美好的目的。
God doesn't make any mistakes.
神不会犯错。
So I need to learn to appreciate myself for the way God made me.
所以我要为神造了我这样一个我来感恩。
And we spend too much time wishing we were someone else.
我们很多时候都希望自己是另外一个人，某一个别人，所以浪费了很多时间。
Instead of being happy and rejoicing that God made us who we are.
当这么样想，我们当然也不会为神造了我而感到高兴，因为我们总是想成为别人嘛。
Rhonda, there in her Muslim culture, is not valued at all.
Rhonda, 在她的这个文化里，可能没有人会尊敬她。
She lives in a place where women have almost no rights.
她所住的那个地方，妇女没有任何的权利。
When Rhonda reads that God made her and that Christ died on a cross because he loves her, that's an amazing, amazing truth.
所以当 Rhonda 读到圣经说神爱她，基督为了她而死，她真是觉得这是好的不可思议。
When she reads, we are his and we are his people, his sheep.
当她读到我们是他的民，我们是他草场的羊。
She now belongs. She has an eternal family. She's our sister.
她就知道她现在是属于谁了。她有一个更大的家庭，因为她也是我们的姐妹。
It says in John 1:12, to all who received Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
约翰福音1:12说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
To appreciate this relationship, you'd have to know where you were before Christ came and forgave you.
为了更好的理解这一个美好的信心，你必须要知道，在你信主以前，你是个什么光景。
Ephesians 2 says that, remember, you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
以弗所书2:12说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，而且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Now, because of Christ, we belong to God. We're His people, His sheep, His children. We belong.
但是因着耶稣，我们可以成为神的儿女，神的羊，我们有一个归属。
I want you to notice that the reason to be grateful has nothing to do with your circumstances.
你要知道，感恩跟你所处的环境没有任何的关系。
He didn't say anything about whether you're rich or poor or healthy or ill.
他并没有说你是多么的贫穷或多么的富有，或者是健康还是疾病，没有讲这些。
He doesn't say anything about whether you're famous and well respected or invisible and no one knows your name.
他也没说你是受人尊敬、万人爱戴还是默默无闻，也没有说这些。
The reason to live a life of gratitude is because of the character of God.
你能够过感恩的生活，是因为神的品格、神的属性。
God would love you if you were the only human he ever created.
神爱你，就像他只造你一个人以外，他会用这样的心态来爱你。
You would belong to him and be important to him if you were the only person who ever believed in Jesus.
如果假设你是在基督里的唯一的一个人，那么神当然会倾注他所有的爱来爱你。
So even though Rhonda is one of only perhaps 300 believers in her whole country, she is precious to God.
尽管 Rhonda 只是他们国家里300个基督徒中间一员，仍然她在耶稣里仍然成为宝贵。
Now I want to talk about your future that you have to be grateful for.
下面我讲讲你对你的未来也要感恩。
The psalmist said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Why? Well, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations.
诗篇100:5-6说，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
You might be thinking, wait, bad things happen. I don't like all the things that God allows to happen in my life.
但是说, 诶, 等一等, 可是我生活中的确有一些, 不怎么好的事情呀, 我不知道为什么会, 神会, 为什么会允许这些事情发生在我的生命里。
And I can join you in saying, I don't understand all the difficult things that happen in my life either.
但是我可以跟你说, 我对我自己生命中遭受那些困难, 那些患难, 我也不理解。
But the first thing I have to remember is that God is good.
但是我要记住第一件事情就是神是善良的。
So I'm going to suggest that every time you pray, you begin by praising God. Thank Him.
所以我建议大家祷告的时候，你祷告的一开始就赞美神。
If you can't help, thank Him for your health. Thank Him for the ability to eat breakfast.
感谢他，给你这样一个健康，给你的身体。 感谢他能够让你能够吃东西。
You ladies, things seem to be all about having the right scarf these days.
那么女士们呢，现在你们所关心的恐怕就是这段时间你们穿什么，戴什么围巾最流行。
Maybe you don't have a car to drive, but if you have a nice scarf, you can be happy.
但是的确，如果你没有车的话，哪怕你有条围巾，你也可以高兴。
Instead of being troubled about what you don't have, praise God for what you do have.
所以 与其去为没有的东西感到烦恼，还不如为你所拥有的而感恩。
When you come here to worship God, I have a suggestion for how to come in the door.
当你来这里来崇拜的时候，我给大家建议你进门的时候该怎么做。
In your heart, come in singing already.
在你心里就开始唱歌，唱赞美诗。
The way I get ready to come to church is I sing and worship all morning.
去教会，作为教会来崇拜，准备就是我整天早上都是在唱，在敬拜神。
By the time I get here and someone reads the Bible to me, I'm already happy.
所以当我来到教会的时候，当别人跟我读圣经的时候，我已经非常的高兴了。
Rejoice in who God is.
所以为神这样一位神来感到喜乐。
Praise God for how much Jesus loves you.
为耶稣如此的爱你而感谢神。
When you thank God, I want you to give specific reasons.
当你感谢的时候，我希望你能够具体一点。
If you read the whole book of Psalms, every time he says, praise God, then he, after that, says, here's the reason I'm praising God.
当你读诗篇的时候说，我赞美神，那么诗人会紧接着给出他赞美神的原因。
The book that I mentioned before, 1,000 Reasons, is about a woman's life.
刚才我说那本书，这一千个礼物是关于讲一个女人的故事。
She had a lot of difficult things. Babies died. People in her family close to her died. She got cancer. She had a lot of difficult things in her life.
那么这个妇女，她的这个生命是其实有很多这个很艰难的事情，比如说她的宝宝死了，她的很多亲人也去世了，那么她自己也得了癌症。
Even though she was a Christian, she was unhappy and depressed.
那么，所以当时她虽然是个基督徒，她仍然没有什么高兴，总是很失望，很郁闷。
She was fearful and sometimes angry.
她有时候会感到恐惧，有时候还会生气。
And then it occurred to her that I'm not living a life of gratitude, the way the Bible says.
但是有一天她意识到，我并没有过一个感恩的生活。
And she came up with the idea, I will write down 1,000 reasons why I am grateful to God.
所以他决定，有一天他决定，我要写下来1,000个理由，为什么我要对我来感谢神。
So this is my challenge to you this Thanksgiving.
所以在这个感恩节，我给大家一个挑战。
For all of you that are tech savvy, you can do this right on your mobile device.
对于大家对这个高科技比较了解的人，你可以用你的手机。
For the rest of us, we'll get a spiral notebook and a pencil.
如果你对高科技不太通的话呢，你可以拿一个纸，拿一张笔，一个笔记本。
I want you to start writing down and numbering the reasons, all the things you're thankful to God for.
我希望你能够写下所有你感谢神的理由。
This morning, somebody mentioned peanut butter cookies to me.
今天早上有人跟我说了这个花生酱的饼干。
I got my pencil. I am thankful to God for peanut butter cookies.
所以我马上写下来，我为花生酱饼干而感谢神。
I like them when they're burnt. I like them when they're raw. I just like peanut butter cookies.
不管它是烤的糊呢，还是烤的生的，我都喜欢。
So that's one of my 1,000 reasons. It doesn't have to be huge or earth-shattering, just something you're thankful for.
这个就可以成为这个一千个理由中的一个，并不需要什么大事情，轰轰烈烈的大事情来感谢神。
So now when she thinks God is good,
现在就想神是良善的。
She looks at all these 1,000 reasons she has to give gratitude and thanks and praise to God.
所以这个作者呢，这个安德就知道有一千个理由来感谢神。
The psalmist said, you know, his steadfast love endures forever.
诗篇说，他的慈爱，神的慈爱永远长存。
If one of your friends or someone in your family hurts you or disappoints you, you can write down, God's love endures forever.
如果你家里的某个亲人或朋友让你伤害了你，你可以写下这句话，神的慈爱永远长存。
He'll always love me as much as he loves his own son, Jesus Christ.
神就像爱他的独生子耶稣一样，永远爱着我。
Isn't that an amazing idea that God loves you as much as his only son?
这是不是听起来真是不可思议？神爱你就像他爱耶稣一样。
The Apostle Paul learned how to live this life of gratitude.
使徒保罗是非常清楚该如何去过一个感恩的生活。
Listen to what he says in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans.
请听他在罗马书第八章所说的。
And there he lists all the problems of the world, war and death and illness, every bad thing you can imagine.
在那里他列举了世界上一切的这个问题，这样的困难。
He said, in everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not life or death or angels or spirits or the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
保罗说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，不论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶基督耶稣里的。
So in spite of your circumstances in life that may be difficult and you do not understand,
尽管你的现在的生活处境有一些艰难，也许你不能理解这一切的发生的原因是什么。
You still have 1,000 reasons to be thankful.
然而你仍然有一千个理由来感谢神。
If you start to write them down, on dark days when you're feeling less than joyful, you can go and look at your list.
如果你写下这一千个理由，那么在你黑暗的日子，当你绝望的日子，请你把那个打开来，可以让你重新的喜乐。
And you'll read things like the morning dew on a freshly blossoming rose.
你可以就像在一个玫瑰花上那滴露水一样来看待这样的感恩这样的恩赐。
The times when my brother or sister said something nice about me.
比如说我的家里人说的赞美的我一些话。
As long as you understand that all of these things are gifts from God to you because He loves you.
只要你意识到这一切都是神的恩赐，因为他爱你。
It will transform your life. You can live a life of gratitude.
那么就会改变你的生活，你可以过一个感恩的生活。
Let's get started today.
让我们今天就开始吧。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for all the gifts, all the blessings, most of them unnoticed that you've poured into our lives.
神，我们感谢你，感谢为着你所给我们的一切的恩赐、祝福、一切的美好而感谢你。有些东西恐怕我们都没有注意到。
Forgive us for all the days and nights we've wasted feeling sorry for ourselves.
请你饶恕我们，我们花了很多时间觉得自己自怜自爱。
Give us a life of praise, a life of thanks, a life of gratitude.
让我们过一个感恩的生活，一个赞美的生活，一个爱的生活。
This life brings glory to you.
因为这样的生活能给你带来荣耀。
And is a wonderful blessing to us if we'll walk in gratitude.
如果我们能够感恩的生活，那就是我们生命中最美的祝福。
Thank you for giving us this life in Jesus Christ.
感谢你给我们这一生，祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.